Life can be really hectic sometimes, can't it? But even in the busyness of life, there is always time to pray. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And today, Linda Zanacco talks about prayer.
I think of how easily, you know, I am able to pick up the phone and call my sister and just talk to her about something that's on my heart. But yet with prayer, I have this obstacle in thinking, oh no, I've got to like set aside time and it needs to be quiet and it needs, you know, and I think once I tear down all those walls of preconceived ideas of what prayer is, and I think I'm just talking to my Savior, then that is something I try to do, you know, as many times through the day as I can. But if I don't always feel like I'm in a place where I can do that, you know, worship builds a bridge for me to enter into intercession in a way that nothing else does. And so I often start my prayer time in worship.
So just how do worship and prayer fit together? Well, Linda says,
worship just takes me in a pretty quick way onto this on-ramp of being like really just like everything falls off of me, the distractions of the world, the white noise that's just constantly attacking me really falls away, and I feel like I enter into the throne room pretty quickly. And so I practice worship several times a day and just checking in with the Spirit, like, what do you want from me, Lord? And when I can discipline myself in that prayer mode, I feel like it completely shifts me from being afraid to being faith-filled and from being distracted by the things of this world, and it takes me into a place of being aware of God's word.
Anytime and anywhere you can talk to God in prayer. To hear more stories and to learn more about prayer, go to makingyourlifecount.com.